welcome one and all to Broken Sea's production of Planet of the Apes. Before we begin, we ask that you make yourself comfortable and listen to this lesson from the Lawgiver.
Praise him! Praise him! My strength and my redeemer!
One day during the Lawgiver's afternoon stroll through Ape City, he came upon two females, a gorilla and a chimpanzee, arguing in the marketplace. "What in the name of Caesar is all the commotion about?" he asked the females. "I was buying this vase and put it down for just a moment when she snatched it up," answered the gorilla. To which the chimpanzee responded, "No, that vase was just sitting on the shelf. She showed no interest in it until I picked it up. It is my vase." "It is my vase," protested the gorilla. The Lawgiver picked up the vase and smashed it to pieces. Pious simians do not fight each other over material things like braying humans. As the Lawgiver was leaving the marketplace, he was confronted by the owner, demanding payment for the vase. Moral: even if you are the wisest and greatest ape of all time, you break it, you buy it.
And now, Planet of the Apes. Do you have to work tonight?
No.
Neither do I.
A bit bold of you, Cornelius, taking my hand in public.
We are betrothed.
A public kiss as well? My husband-to-be. You are Randy today, aren't you?
Oh, just sitting on top of the evolutionary world after my recent finds in the Forbidden Zone. Perseus
is an ass.
Zira, watch your tongue. Some ape might hear you.
That's Bright Eyes, the one I was telling you about.
What's so special about him?
Watch. Hello, Bright Eyes. How's our throat today? Look, she remembers.
Remembers what?
The blood transfusion she gave to Bright Eyes. See, she touches Bright Eyes' bandage. How sweet.
Sweet? Please. Zira, come on. You know that can't. What's he scribbling in the sand? Oh, now I'm doing it. It's nonsense, Zira. This attention you are paying to an animal.
Not just any animal, Cornelius. Bright Eyes. What is he writing?
Nonsense. Will you quit looking at that animal and pay attention to me? Look at me, Zira. If anyone were to tell Dr. Zaius about your comments...
Yes, dear. Me and my big... Who is that coming this way?
Uh-oh. Here comes number one.
Something's bothering him. He's been prying around the lab for the last 2 days. Good morning,
Perseus.
You know Dr. Cornelius, my fiancé.
Oh, yes. The young ape with the shovel. I hear you're planning another archaeological expedition.
Yes, sir. If the Academy agrees.
The project will require my support, of course.
I hope I can count on it, sir.
A friendly warning, Cornelius. When you're digging for facts, don't bury your reputation. Dr. Zira, your bright eyes. That beast of yours seems to be the cause of some commotion with that other animal in there. Probably over the female. Animals can be so base and simplistic at times. Guards!
Cut back, beastie!
Hmm. hide from Bright Eyes, you... You gorilla! Take them inside!
Come here, human!
You've heard him! Take them inside!
Cornelius, if you have a moment today, I'd like to discuss this expedition of yours in more detail. Oh,
certainly, sir. I'll get my notes and come right over.
I don't understand these animal psychologists. What's Sector Zira trying to prove?
That man can be domesticated. The fiancé needs to corral her before she gets herself in too far to be saved.
That's the difference between chimpanzees and gorillas. A gorilla wife would keep her muzzle shut or face a fist.
Yes, point taken, General Ursus. In any event...
Well, I am off to inspect our legions. I hear this is the grandest hunt yet. Humans by the score. You should join us sometime, old friend.
One day, old friend. One day.
I am off, Dr. Theus. May the lawgiver watch over you.
Yes, and you. Oh, what is that? In the human pen. In the dust where Zira's bright eyes were standing. Scrawled in the dirt. He's written... I can write. Damnation. By the lawgiver, the time I feared has arrived. I must consult the scrolls. Yes, then I will... Oh, damnation! Hell, I've returned to our planet. I must stop it. Now, yes. Damn!
What happened?
Those fools and their torches. Do you have any ointment?
I'll see.
I'm sorry, Bright Eyes. Did the gorillas get you with their torches? Here, let me see. My notebook!
I told you what you'd get.
Julius, don't. It doesn't matter.
Here, Dr. Zira, your notebook and pencil. Natural born thieves, aren't they?
My name is Taylor.
What, Dr. Zira?
Nothing, Julius. Talking to myself. Get me a collar and a leash. I'm taking him to the infirmary.
He's vicious, Doctor. He just attacked you. Besides, it's against the rules.
Do as I say.
You're the doctor.
Bright Eyes. Taylor. You wouldn't hurt me, would you, Taylor? Tap twice for yes. And thrice for no.
Thank you.
It's a stunt. Humans don't write.
Cornelius, dear, you're a scientist. Don't you believe your own eyes?
Oh, where did you learn to do this?
Cornelius, look at him, scribbling away. He's writing. Don't act like such a gorilla.
Gorilla, is it, Zira? Well, I ought to... Oh, more writings. Jefferson Public School, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Back on that planet you say you came from. He may be intelligent, but he's also mad. Persistent madman, though. And there he goes again, writing away.
He writes, and I quote, "And you're a fool."
Now, just a minute.
Oh, Cornelius, be quiet. Dodge was killed in the hunt. What happened to Lantin? I don't know.
And they fell out of the sky with you.
Not fell. Flew.
Right. Now what is he doing? You realize, human, Taylor, flight is a scientific impossibility.
And even if it weren't, why fly? Where would it get you?
Approaching climb, 20,000 feet and falling.
Damn it! Dodge, what the hell? Damn ship breaking apart. Seam coming loose with all the water pressure. Okay, pull the hatch before we lose all the auxiliary power, Dodge.
Taylor, it's no use. Can't get a signal out.
Dad,
come on,
we'll shut the ship. The cabin's filling
with
water.
Forget it,
Lantin.
Abandon ship.
Right.
The cliffs lining the water. Must be 100 foot tall. They stretch for miles.
Ah, great. Well, where are we? Have any notion, Skipper?
As a matter of fact, I do, Lantin. We're some 320 light years from Earth. On an unnamed planet. In orbit around the star in the constellation of Orion. That sun beating down over there could be Bellatrix.
Well now, you made paper fly.
A paper airplane. Same idea as space travel, floating on the winds of planets and the cosmos.
Oh, my.
He says, do you have maps?
Yes. Yes, I do. Over here. We are here. You were captured about here.
Watch him. Taylor, you fell in the water here. You came ashore. You marched across the desert, the mountains, many days and nights, and reached the jungle. Now, what do you think of that, Cornelius,
Out of the question! There is no way!
You've annoyed him, dear.
Annoyed him?
Cornelius, why do you insist on provoking him?
Because he's mad! Now I am treating him like a cognizant species. In any event, no creature can survive in that part of the Forbidden Zone. I've been there! I've seen it!
He writes, then how do you account for me?
I don't. and I'm not going to try.
But what about your theory? The existence of someone like Taylor might prove it.
Zira, are you trying to get my head cut off?
Don't be foolish. If it's true, they'll have to accept it.
No, they won't.
You see, Taylor, Cornelius has developed a brilliant hypothesis.
It's probably wrong.
That the ape evolved from a lower order of primate, possibly man. In his trip to the Forbidden Zone, he discovered traces of a culture older than recorded time.
The evidence was very meager.
You didn't think so then?
That was before Dr. Zaius and half the Academy said the idea was heresy.
How can scientific truth be heresy? What if Taylor is exactly the proof you needed? A mutation. A missing link between the unevolved primate and the ape.
He's touchy, isn't he?
He says, I am not a missing link.
Because if he is a missing link, it means the sacred scrolls aren't worth their parchment.
Well, maybe they're not.
No, thank you. I won't get into that battle.
Oh, Cornelius, show some strength.
Zira, listen to me. We've got a fine future ahead of us. Marriage, stimulating careers. I'm up for a raise.
Forget our appointment,
Dr. Zaius.
Cornelius?
Dr. Zaius, I... Oh, no, sir. I was just assembling my notes.
You know Dr. Maximus? Our Commissioner for Animal Affairs?
Certainly, sir. It's a pleasure to see you again.
What is that?
A man, Dr. Maximus.
I know it's a man, and you know the rules. No animals outside the compound, and most certainly not without a leash.
Interesting.
Yes, sir, but this creature is a special case.
Why special?
We're conducting a new experiment.
Wouldn't it be more properly done in your office?
Yes, sir.
Guards, return this beast to the compound.
Yes, sir, Dr. Maximus. Come here, human.
What's this?
Toy. It floats on the air. Try it.
Nonsense.
Zira!
Cornelius, we need to talk later.
Certainly, sir.
Come, Dr. Maximus. I have need of reviewing the sacred scrolls.
Yes, Dr. Zaius.
Zira!
What, Cornelius?
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Planet of the Apes, an expanded audio drama by Bill Holweg, based on the novel by Pierre Boulle and the film script by Michael Wilson and Rod Serling.
Starring in tonight's production of Planet of the Apes, Natasha Lathrop as Zira, Doug Manlin as Ursus, Dave Sapkowiak as Julius, Dave Sapkowiak as Maximus, Colin Snow as the gorilla, Ann Lissick as the computer, Miles Reed as Landon, Paul Mannering as Dodge, and Mark Kalita as Cornelius and the Lawgiver, and Bill Holweg as Taylor. Thank you again for listening. Go to BrokenSea.com and check out some of our other audio dramas at www.BrokenSea.com.
Return to us again soon for another exciting episode in the saga of the Planet of the Apes. Only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.
Journey to a faraway land where swords and sorcery decide the fate of kingdoms. Travel the paths of warriors and wizards, as they fulfill a forgotten prophecy, culminating in a furious battle between the forces of darkness and light. The adventures begin in a humble tavern filled with tall tales and dark secrets. Sit thee down and hearken to the saga of the Grog and Griffin. Only at Westlake Films, in conjunction with Broken Sea Audio, where fantasy audio is forged.
Last day, Capricorn 15s, year of the city, 2274. Carousel begins.
Runner, stop!
A friend of mine went on carousel tonight. Now he's gone.
Logan 5, approach and identify.
Renew!
Well, is this the sanctuary you were so desperate to find? I hope you're satisfied.
Logan's Run by Broken Sea Audio. Based on the 1976 film, this audio dramatization of the classic novel by William F. Nolan and George Clayton Johnson brings to life this terrifying tale of a dystopic future in a whole new way. Coming April 2007, only at BrokenSea.com. From two guys who had way too much time on their hands, a new epic sci-fi audio adventure series, Ulysses, Galactic Guides and Bounties, Inc. Featuring the voice talents of Doug Manlin, Natasha Lathrop, Damaris Mannering, and introducing Fifi the Wonder Camel. Just how much abuse can one universe take? Ulysses, Galactic Guides and Bounties, Inc., a new epic sci-fi audio adventure series that leaves no sacred cow undipped. From BrokenSea.com. There goes the galaxy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your president speaking. I just wanted to say that I support Broken Sea Productions and all the fine work that they're doing for this country. Where's that intern? Hey, you think you can let that intern in here just for a couple minutes before I go see the Russian premiere? I'm having problems lighting my cigar.
I thought you would never ask.
Hi, this is Paul Mannering, writer and producer for Broken Sea Audio Productions. New material every Thursday. Guerrilla Audio just sounds better. BrokenSea.com.